broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
All right. Fellas, get the fuck out of here, man.
You're live.
I am.
Oh, what?
Don't tell him.
Wait. tell him what?
Why? What aren't you telling me?
Nothing.
The fuck?
Just keep going.
You know what? I'm going to leave.
What? We have listeners. No, wait. What do I have to say?
And I didn't even say it right, fool. Fuck.
Even the lady, fellas.
Especially the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
There, now you can't leave. We started already.
Damn it.
How's it going?
I'm committed.
How's it going, Bartos?
What's up, fellas?
Tell us what you've been up to.
Shit.
That's it?
Nothing.
That's horrible.
Nothing, bro. I've just been busy.
Busy doing what?
Nothing.
Tell us. Because everyone has been writing in and asking,
why haven't we recorded?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't feel the same love for being in a room with three other men anymore.
Are you serious?
Because it's winter, we cover up more.
I know. Like fucking Shomar wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
Fucking, actually, everybody's wearing pants today.
Except for me.
Except for fucking Shomar. But you got the sweater on.
Yeah.
I like looking at your pecs.
You like looking at my nipples.
He's like, no, man, you know what? It's been busy. Fucking school. You know, ChatGPT helps, but I still have to do work.
Oh, you know what I heard about that? I heard that professors they have a software that could tell who uses ChatGPT and like all that shit. They start break it down. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, they do.
When people that, professors that just let them go, they just don't care? Is that what it is?
No, Barlos has a strategy.
Mm. What's your strategy?
Well, the strategy is you pay for another program that tests that to test whether your paper or whatever you're writing is AI generated.
Oh, it's that blocker
and
one.
And then it humanizes it, quote unquote humanizes it. Yeah. And then you run it again and it checks again. It tells you if it's, you know, 20%, 30% AI generated. Then you rerun it. And until it's like around 5%.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, you might as well just write it and shit.
He said by that time you could have wrote it.
Honestly, the explanation is longer than the actual action. You know, actually doing it from, you know, take it from ChatGPT, put it in the other program, and then running it.
So you can do like a 20-page paper in 5 minutes?
Actually, no, it takes a little bit longer. But
it's seven.
It's definitely doable.
Is there any way to test you? Where, you know, like whatever you write, you can make a presentation about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I actually, everything that's written for me, I read myself.
Oh,
and
you
do. I do. And I go over it, you know, three or four times because I don't want to just turn something in.
And be clueless
and
about
be
it.
Clueless about what the fuck I'm turning in. Yeah. Plus, the system, they have glitches sometimes where they'll put like characters that are, you know, just not a fucking letter or.
That's right.
Or they do the big dashes. So you want to make sure you eliminate all of that.
They're like, this guy really likes cats.
Because
if they accuse you of cheating, bro, like that's the worst, right? Like I remember when I was in high school and I was accused of cheating because we had taken our calculus class, like for AP calculus and stuff. Mm-hmm. The fucking state said no, that everyone has to retake the test. So our teacher was like, "Don't wear anything with a lot of pockets. Don't wear any hats. Don't wear anything. Just bring a pencil and that's it."
I haven't been here for a while. Is that a movie? Or is that real life?
Wait. What?
it's a movie.
Oh
no!
Is that Stand and Deliver? Is it Stand and Deliver?
No,
yeah, Stand and Deliver.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No, we were AP calculus.
You're with that Escalante guy.
Yeah, we were taking calculos, man.
Calculos.
Were you the one that fixed up his beetle?
Yes. Me and the homie. He was like, Angel. And then we went and went fucking hooked it up.
That's a fucking movie, Jerry.
It is.
Stand
bro.
And deliver, man.
Stand and deliver.
Too soon, bro.
What are you talking
too
about?
Too soon.
I hate being accused of cheating, bro.
Dude, right. Talking about movies, man. I had a fucking blonde moment yesterday. I was watching I think it's called Unstoppable. Mm. It's about this wrestler with one leg.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he kind of looks like Cuba Gooding Jr. and shit. and so you go through the movie, right? And you're used to seeing the actor, and you see their face, and you're like, okay, this is the guy, right? Mm. So at the end of the movie, they start showing like pictures of like the real dude. I'm like, who the fuck is that guy?
He looks nothing like the man in the movie.
Dude, it took me like about like 5 seconds to
hilarious.
And I was just like, dude, I just had a fucking blonde moment. Like, I was hilarious. Like, who the fuck is that guy?
You know, that's the guy they hired before they hired this guy. Dude. Fucking Victoria.
God. Oh, you know what? I just finished the was it Yellowstone and yeah. then the 1923 and then the what's it 1883
I think it's
yeah 1883 and then I saw 19 I just finished 1923 and so it was actually good.
It's really good, man.
But I think they missed a lot of like moments where it wasn't explained. Like the transition from 1983 to 1923, like I thought there was gonna be like, you know, the dad or the one, like some he's playback. Like,
what happened? There had to be something that happened within those 100 years.
No, you would think like I thought they were gonna reference like a lot of those people from the past from 1883, and they didn't. So
they don't explain it.
I was kind of like lost. I was like, who's this? Who's that? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't explain it at all, by the way.
Right. So the order that the things came out, it was Yellowstone was first, or?
Well, Yellowstone was first, and then they brought out 1883, yeah. and then they brought out 1923.
So those were kind of like prequels or yeah. whatever.
It's kind of like Star Wars. People say you should really watch 1883 and then transition to 1923 and then do the last one Yellowstone, because that's the future, and that's like...
Gotcha.
And then 2155.
The future. Yellow brick.
Yellowstone. Jupiter edition.
No, but did you see the parallels between The Godfather and Yellowstone?
Yeah.
It was fucking dope, man. Like, it becomes a mafia movie, sort of, in a cowboy sort of way, you know, in a Western kind of way. But
okay.
You should watch
it. It's pretty good. I just don't like the way the ending was as far as the when they took out the person. Well, I don't want to spoil it and shit, but.
Everybody knows Kevin Costner's gone for.
Wait, okay. What the fuck? What the fuck, man? Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. You gotta at least say it.
Everyone knows he transitioned.
Transitioned to you what?
To a woman.
I'm glad
no,
I
know he did not transition to a woman.
Now he
now he's Yellow Flower.
Karen Costner.
I'm telling. Fucking Karens. No, but like the way they took him out, you know, was just kind of like fucking stupid. And then, but then, you know, it has to do because of, in reality, they got into a fight and blah, blah. So, yeah. Like.
Well, he was angry that they were going to take him up, period. And he didn't like the way that they were going to take him out. So he had an argument with the director.
I think he was filming some other movie and yeah. they wanted to accommodate him and everything. And he was getting, he would get frustrated because he would go on set and nothing was really set, prepared. Mm-hmm. So he was like, man, I'm wasting my time filming some other movie. To come here, and then they weren't ready, and so he just got pissed off.
And they were saying, like, some of the other actors were saying that he was very difficult to work with. Just that he was such a perfectionist, and he had his own way of doing things that they really didn't feel the energy that, you know, that actors have when they work together. So.
Well, yeah, he walked in there dancing with a wolf, bro.
That's stupid. He did. He sure did.
Hey, talking about.
Can you do that? Can you train a wolf to dance with you and then make a movie with you calling it Dances with Wolves? No, right?
Hey, so talking about coworkers and stuff, then. I know, Jerky, you probably. Well, maybe in the past and stuff, when you used to work in actual corporate America. Did you guys ever deal with like a coworker that was just annoying or you couldn't really stand and stuff? So
never. I've never ever.
Really?
No.
I've never either, too.
No.
Barlos was that coworker.
He was.
He's like, I've been fortunate enough to.
No one annoys me.
I mean, they will bring me into HR and tell me.
Yeah, but I don't think it's because I was annoying or a bad coworker. You know, I took my wolf with me once.
I wanted to dance with him.
Like, can you do that? Can you teach a wolf to dance and then make a movie? Naming it the same.
Because one of my coworkers was always talking about how, well, they work at another department, and they say they hate this coworker, is just annoying. And he wants to, like, confront him. you know, so it won't like escalate and shit.
But have they reported it to HR?
They haven't.
You have to follow the chain of command.
He feels like he could just let him know, let the person know, like, hey man, just chill, you know, like kind of like. But so it, you know, so it wouldn't escalate and stuff. Because when you start bringing in HR and stuff like that, he just doesn't want it to like be bigger than what it is.
Well, I need more information. How is he annoying him?
Right.
He kind of like butts in a lot in people's work.
Like he thinks he knows everybody's job.
Yeah, like there'll be meetings, and then like they'll be discussing like a certain case, and you know, it's Barlow's case, and I keep jumping in, trying to like trying to fix his issue or whatever, but it's more like criticizing him, trying to make him look bad, instead of actually helping.
Wow, that's
so
terrible.
And of course, because it's a meeting, he's trying to look good in front of his supervisor and stuff. So
okay, well then he needs to talk to the supervisor first.
Right.
But the thing is, from what he tells me is that he just doesn't want to make it bigger than what it is.
As soon as he blows it up to the employee himself.
Now he's the hostile one.
Yeah. Now he's going to be the hostile one. And this guy's going to be the first one to go to HR or go to the supervisor. And now it's your word against his, even though maybe everybody knows that he's also, he is annoying or he is the problem person, but he's the first one to.
Document it.
Exactly.
See, I know.
So
it's
always document.
See, I know even if I don't work in an office, I've dealt with before.
You dealt with it in the little time that you did work for somebody else. Yeah,
I was the problem.
That's why he worked for himself now.
Yeah. Coming in to work all happy and shit.
Motherfucker.
Derek is always smiling.
What are you smiling about?
You brown skin. Good for nothing.
Man.
100 and nothing weight.
That was a long time ago.
No HM.
But it becomes a problem if he doesn't go to HR first.
I guess it's right.
He has to go to the supervisor first, actually. I'm sorry. I mean, I guess supervisor doesn't do anything, then you escalate.
But you're right. I think it's whoever documents it first.
Because even if he starts treating him differently or just annoyed or anything like that, the other guy could go to HR first. Yep. And then that's where...
Discrimination. Mm-hmm. Is the guy minority by any chance?
Yeah.
Both of them?
They both are.
They're the same race?
Nah. Whoa. Different races.
Oh.
Which is the black one?
No, that's true.
Honestly, it matters.
The truth is he's the one that's kind of like trying to showboat.
The annoying is a black guy.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you get extra points. I think in corporate America, you get extra points if you're black. You get extra points if you're a woman. Uh-huh. And you get extra points if you're gay.
Oh, no.
And if you're a black gay woman.
Oh, you're top tier, bro. No, seriously. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Yeah. Like,
how many points is that?
That's you get at least 3 extra points. Shit. Dude.
Black, gay, and a woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if you dress butch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's over.
That's it.
Yeah. Dude, like, we used to have a, like that. She met all the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And she was butch, dressed butch.
And did she have her head shaved, the sides of her head?
Yeah. She kind of looked like over. Her, and her name was Princess.
Oh, it's over.
Her name was Princess. Shit.
It's over.
And she looked like that fucking, I don't know if he still does TikToks, the black dude that doesn't talk, the cat cabby or whatever his name is.
I don't know that.
The guy that he would just go.
She wasn't one of the big butch, the thick ones.
No, not like that. Okay. Yeah, no, she looked like
skinny
like
Ethiopian. Cabby.
Ethiopian.
Wow.
But no, she was untouchable, bro.
Yeah,
was untouchable. She had all the points.
Is that why I was untouchable when I was at that organization?
Yeah, you were a skinny butch.
Oh, damn. With a fucked up haircut. Damn.
What the fuck? Fucked up haircut, 3 points.
And you were a black woman at the time.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Makes a lot more sense now.
But that's just how it is. But like that, going back to your story, man, I think you do. You have to go to the you got to go to the supervisor.
Yeah.
Because if you try to handle it yourself, like Jerry, I think Jericho said it, where they can start saying that now you're creating a hostile work environment. Mm-hmm. And then now.
But the thing is that it's his word against, you know, because if it's like a private conversation, is your word against his word type of thing and stuff. So then that's where the favoritism, like those points, I'm guessing, or whatever, you know, because then they start looking at more of a. Risk lawsuit,
but it's not about like a relationship or two people. It's about an issue, and they have to resolve the issue,
right?
Yeah,
you know, so they'll talk to him, And then if they can't resolve it, something's gonna have to give.
Barlos, you working at that whole field, right? No.
I work in, I mean, I don't, but I work with enough people where there has to be an order in order.
Because I always heard that HR always has the back of the company.
Oh, well, yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
Like that, so if you have a problem, like mm-hmm. a serious problem, mm-hmm. you don't really go to HR. You kind of lawyer up.
If you have a serious problem, you don't go to HR?
What do you mean?
No, well, you don't go to HR because they
protect
will
the
find
company.
Way. Yeah, they protect the company, so therefore they would not really have your interest.
Your best
they
interest.
They will try to figure out how to minimize the risk, you know, on your end. So people say that if it is a big issue where you kind of, you know, you just lawyer up and let them kind of deal with the facts.
I think it depends on the company, right? Or the organization. So I had a friend that worked at a very big, let's say, bottling company.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And let's just say that it rhymes with Socla Rola.
Mocha.
they'll never crack that one.
No. And he had a big problem with this one lady that just kept giving him issues. Like, just somehow he was never doing anything right. And he was in upper management, right? Mm-hmm. And she kept giving him like issues and problems and telling him what he was doing wrong. And then finally, his, like, the higher ups, like the really higher ups, they just started promoting her and promoting her and promoting her.
The fuck?
And then started merging, what do you call that? Like, duties, I guess. And then till the point where she had no real, like, people to actually manage. And she thought she had it made because now I'm getting paid all this money and not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Until they just said, you know what? We realized that your job is redundant and we no longer need you anymore.
Wow.
And she was gone within 6 months.
Damn.
Nice.
So that's one of the ways that they do get rid of you is they keep promoting you, see if you can do the job. And if you can do the job, they just keep promoting you until you're edged out.
Right.
So
yeah, no.
Don't, if you become a problem and they don't know how to get rid of you, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. They find ways. Because I remember at my old agency, what they used to do is like they people would go on leave and shit. And then when they would come back, if they really didn't want them back, they'd be like, you know what? We closed your position, but you can go and work in fucking Lancaster at our Lancaster office. And they live out here and they're like, fuck, I'm not driving to Lancaster. And technically, they still provided a position, you know.
Right.
And at that point, they would either quit or they would have to go work in Lancaster. Yeah, no, it was fucked up, man.
I think that isn't allowed anymore.
You can't do that anymore?
Oh, you can still do that. They have to figure out a creative way to do that, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a way that there's something that was put into place that they can't eliminate your position, but if they do, they have to give you something similar, but it has to be in the same, you know, within
the same job.
Same area, kind of like the service area.
They can't send you to fucking Seattle, Washington when you're working in California, you know?
You know who does do that? The DA's office. What do you call that? The fucking Los Angeles District Attorney's office. So, you know, like LA County is fucking huge, right? Yeah. And let's say you work out here in Norwalk and you live out here in Norwalk and you do something that pisses off the DA, which I don't know who the fuck the DA is right now. They'll fucking send you to Lancaster. It's still fucking LA County.
Yeah.
And they call that shit freeway therapy. And that's totally fucking legal.
Damn.
And I mean, if you like a lot of these people, they'll go for they'll try to be elected as a DA. Mm-hmm. So if you don't get elected and the DA wins, guess who's going on freeway therapy, bro? So it's kind of like fucked up. If you don't want to rock the boat, you shouldn't do it.
Good.
Good. Okay, then.
Just be happy your company only has one branch, bro.
So you're saying I should never apply to work for the DA. Okay, got it.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
or picky.
Or picky. Oh, okay.
Like, I don't recognize the girl, but I recognize that dick. So aisle three.
Aisle three. Oh, man. No, but that shit was impressive, man.
his penis or the pussy? Or how she took it?
How she took it. No, the fact that they found it.
Have you seen the way that they regenerate pussies?
No.
They have like this this rod, right? And I don't know if it's heat or if it's cold or something like that, but like they keep inching it in and inching it out. And then every time it sends like
a zap.
A zap. And then it tightens it.
Oh, really?
What?
They have that shit for like for your face too.
Oh, so it's a real thing.
Yeah, it is a real thing.
But pussies really get like loose or what?
Supposedly, bro. Supposedly it regenerates that area.
Females always talk shit and they say it's not true.
So it tightens it.
Yeah, I know they can get tighter. If they do like those exercises and shit like that too.
Like Kegels?
Yeah.
So is that the reason they call Barlow's pussy face? It's getting tighter and tighter.
It's on the Botox, bro.
It looks like somebody was stepping on your back and like pulling your face back, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, I'm just saying. It looks tight.
You guys are fucked up. That's why he doesn't come.
I know, exactly. That's why it's been fucking 3 months, motherfucker.
He's like, see you guys in 3 months, motherfucker.
Did you know that you died?
I died?
You died.
One of the episodes.
One episode me? We killed you. Yeah.
Man.
Well, we had what do you call that?
A eulogy?
A eulogy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
We should have put an obituary picture and everything on the website.
You should have.
I know. We fucked up.
Then that would have given me a reason never to come back. I'm like, all right, they killed me off.
No, it was a very beautiful episode. We said a lot of nice things.
It was nice. Yeah, it was nice.
I don't believe it.
For real.
That's the reason one of the listeners actually believed it. She was like, wait, were you guys like serious?
They put sad emojis.
I was trying to bring out like the things that were special about you, and everybody should know what you know, how much we liked you.
Yeah. Although it took a while too for us to get going. After a while, we're like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I like his shoes.
After you got past all the bad shit, you're like, well okay. Well, no, actually, oh, you know what?
We come to the end of the show.
It's gonna be one of those.
I like the way he exits the show.
What's up with that?
I thought it was a nice thing. Everybody said something nice about it.
Yeah, it was nice.
Damn, I gotta listen to that episode.
You might want to listen to it. Yeah. I think it's off the air, though, for some reason.
Oh, probably. They were like, what?
Yeah, find it on Spotify. I think it's still on Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm over it. I'm sure whatever you say, you can say it at my funeral.
But you won't know, bro.
I'll hear it.
You have to know how special you are to us.
I'll come down for a little bit.
Will you?
Or go up.
He's like, I'll peek up.
I'll ask for permission. Mr. Satan, you can't have permission to listen to my friends say nice things about me. What's up, fellas? Where the fuck y'all been?
Where you been, man?
Man, life, bro.
Life?
Life. Life's been kicking my butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Like what, man?
Like, all you know, like Botox appointments. Fucking. What?
You know, he does look a little younger, though.
I do.
Except for that.
Except for the gray beard.
I was like, is that Barlos' son?
He took a representative.
Hey, he would be a handsome devil if I had one.
Hey, you just gonna let it gray out now?
Yeah.
Wait, you used to dye it before?
I've come to terms. You know, at 37.
I'm 37 now. You're 37.
No, at 36.
Oh, wait. No, you're gonna be 37 or are you already?
December.
December, so you're going to turn 37.
All right, yeah, good.
All right. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Happy early birthday, because we know we're not going to see you for a few weeks.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
You might as well get it now.
Yeah, thank you. That's true. I am going to be out of town, though, so for sure. It's going to be a good reason.
Nice.
Yeah, man, 37, December 10th. Fuck, that shit's crazy.
So I was asking you, so you used to dye it before?
I used to use...
Just for Men?
Yeah, the shampoo. The shampoo.
Ah.
Yeah.
That works?
How long does that last?
Weeks, a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's just basically shampooing your beard instead of like using regular soap to wash your beard. Mm-hmm. You just use it Just for Men.
And it doesn't streak out like that one weirdo that was streaking.
No, week. It doesn't. It doesn't. Gelato? No, what's his name? Gimiato?
Gimiato?
I don't know. Giuliano.
Giuliani, yeah. No, that, it doesn't at all. It blends into your hair.
You know, one shit that I can't stand is when I went to a new barber. Mm-hmm. and they try to do that edging with the, you know, they spray paint the edge and stuff. You know, they try to do, well, I didn't, as soon as I saw that can, I was like, no, man, I don't need that.
They start spraying your face.
No, like they put that, what is it, like the little cardboard?
Yeah.
To make like to make them even and shit. But they look like too fucking cartoonish and shit.
That's some weird shit.
You haven't
shit,
seen that
bro.
Shit?
No, I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And then people that have like a big hairline, mm-hmm. you know, they put it all the way at the bottom and they spray it.
That shit looks, it looks weird as fuck,
that
bro.
One's, I'm sure that one's fake. That's just.
No, weird. No. They're just they, fucking no, they, that and one. East Coast, they do that a lot.
Really?
Yeah. The East Coast, they do that a lot because they always do that edge, that edging thing.
So now the guys are like, no, baby, don't touch my hair.
Don't touch my edge.
Don't make me sweat. You're going to have to do all the work because I don't want my edge up to fucking. To
right. So you can't even go swimming. Can you shower? Like, that's
I don't know. I never. I
you
really
should ask the guy the rules and shit. Like, I'm okay, sure if I were to do this
your first fucking shower.
No, I think it lasts quite a, like probably like the beer thing. It doesn't last as long, but
yeah. But
I'm
if it's on
sure.
your skin, not on your skin, bro.
I'm not sure.
I would
I'm
assume sure. it. Yeah, it'll fucking come off when you shower or something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Man, no, no. Hey, how important is a haircut to you guys?
As far as what?
As far as like how it looks, like
who does
like,
it?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes they fuck up. Are you like, oh, you're one of those people that just fucking flip out, or you're like, fuck, and just kind of go on?
I don't give a fuck. Mm. I just got a haircut yesterday, and I think it came out kind of fucked up. She did like a high taper.
A little bit.
She kind of fucked it up.
It's not fucked up, Mick. What's wrong with you?
Let me see. Look the other way.
No.
Yeah, it looks like that. It looks straight down.
I don't
know. It looks straight down.
That's not his gray hair?
Instead of blank, nah.
No, it's kind of straight down.
You don't have the Polly Walnuts gray hair?
Huh?
The Polly Walnuts gray hair that on the side.
Sopranos.
I do. I have a mic right here.
Yeah, that's what I see.
That's why I did a taper because I didn't want the temple grays to show.
Yeah, that's what I see. I see the grays. I don't see the. I don't see like a line.
There's no gray. You'll see it. There's no hair.
Look right there.
Oh, that's no hair?
No,
oh.
No hair.
See how it is like
his scalp is gray.
Oh, I thought that was gray hair. I'm sorry. I thought that was gray hair.
No, I just got a taper yesterday, and I told her to do a high taper because I wanted her to get as much of the gray out.
Well, she only went here.
Just on the
well,
side.
Well, on the taper, you're not supposed to go all the way around. It's only supposed to be like on the side of the temple and in the back. Like the fade in the back. But she kind of went too high and made it look more straight.
What the hell did we used to get, man?
High fade.
Oh, that's
fade.
What it is.
That's
okay,
is.
Okay, yeah.
Now they have all these like different lingos and shit, and they always tell me like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "I don't know." Like, I show them a picture. I show them a picture, dude. I show them a picture because I don't know what they call it nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
that's a fade.
It's a fade, but they're like, "What kind of fade?"
Well, don't you have the same barber?
No, I changed.
Oh, you do.
You know what? I changed because remember I was telling you guys that my barber was very like. Pro Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't know, like he started like spiraling into like his what is it, his stories.
The Epstein files are not true.
All these things and all this stuff.
The shit that's coming
out. I just
kidding.
I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm cool. Oh yeah, that was crazy.
If I could show Shomar would walk out with a comb over it.
With a big ass MAGA on the back.
Give him the Trump.
Fuck. Man, that's funny you said that. Like I started collecting pictures of the photos of myself that I like so I can take to a new barber. Cause like lately I've been looking at photos. I'm like, dude, this
you don't have a barber or like I thought you had one.
I stopped going to him because it was like two hours of my day, probably 3 hours because I had to drive over
like
there.
$150, right?
$80. I spent him $80.
Did he suck your dick or what?
But he was taking like 2 hours to cut my hair. So
no,
I kind of felt bad.
That's too long.
I felt bad.
But you know what? Sometimes they just kind of. You know, they're done. They just kind of like look at you and then kind of like just buzz. I've done that. They've done that to me too. I'm like, all right, man, you're done.
Was it 2 hours because of the chit chat or? Yeah.
It was a lot of chit chat. I was smoking my cigar. I was drinking my whiskey.
So it was like
partly your fault.
It's partly my fault. But I did feel guilty. That was like 2 hours, man. That's like two cuts. Yeah. So I would give them like 40. I would give them $40 with 1 hour. And then I started giving them 50. And then I was like, I just started giving them 80.
Fuck.
And then after that, I was like, dude, I was analyzing my life, right?
Yeah, and to look the way you look.
I know, right? It's not worth it.
Such a bitch.
But I was like, man, I'm like wasting my life
not
here.
Not even an edge up.
No. So I just started going back. I was like, nah, let me just go somewhere else.
Man. And see, I don't think we have like complicated haircuts and shit.
No. My shit's a little tapered. Basic. I walked into this fucking barbershop and the guy was sitting on this fucking chair, like, hey, man, you taking walking? He's like, oh, no, man, I have somebody coming right now. And then this little Asian lady is on the side
crocheting.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm about to walk on. Like, but she'll do a haircut. Like, oh, okay.
Like, she works here.
She takes out a samurai sword.
Fucking crocheting. She's like, you know, she's a little Asian accent. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm desperate. I need a fucking haircut. So she did it, and, you know, this is what came out. So
it was her first time.
No.
First time cutting you.
First time cutting me.
Not her first haircut.
She probably doesn't even work there and shit. Her son was getting a haircut. Right.
I know. She's like, fuck it.
Money's money.
I realized later that she does work there because in the back they have.
Oh, like brooms and mops and shit?
No.
She was a janitor?
Like a nail shop.
Oh.
Like
so she does nails.
Like it's parted as a nail shop, too. Like they have all the nail polish.
She's multi-talented.
Yeah, and there was a man getting a fucking pedicure.
Did you get your vagina waxed while you were at it?
I didn't have time. I didn't take enough money. I only took enough for her and her tip.
How much does she charge?
$25. But I gave her $35.
Oh. All right. Hey, that's pretty good. $25, you don't find a $25 haircut spot no more.
Nah, not anymore.
No.
You know, you should have known that she wasn't a good person to cut hair when she started like using those wax strips to shave your neck.
To shave my neck, yeah.
That would have been, that's a dead giveaway, bro.
Yeah, and she was like, who wants sushi? Sushi? Like, you're cutting my hair. Right? You're going to offer me food right now.
Mick, you got a barber or you just kind of do it yourself?
No, it's I've been going to the same lady for like 20 years.
Oh, the big titty lady, right?
No, she died.
She died.
Oh, no, yeah, big titty lady died. And then this lady was the lady that I used to not want to go to because she would fuck up my hair. And then big titty lady would be like, no. And then I would look at big titty lady and I'd be like, why don't you cut it? and so the big titty lady, rest in peace, she got cancer and she died.
Oh,
so then at that point, I was like, I'm going to give this lady a shot. And then she got used to like how she cut my hair.
I mean, she's had years of experience by now, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. No. So now she knows like, because before when I first started there, I used to get the high fade. Uh-huh. So and like a fucking one on the top, bro. So I look like a cerillo and shit. I look like a fucking match. And then from there I started growing out. So now I just get a five and then like a mid taper fade, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called.
Fade.
Yeah, they just know. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Dang. Yeah, she charges 30 now. So when I first started it was like fucking $12.
Right.
12. Man. I remember haircuts were like $5. Remember that?
Yeah. They can't live off $5 anymore.
Well, not anymore. But fuck, man. I remember there was a guy that I used to go to. He had just come out of prison. He charged $2.
Damn. What?
Yeah, and he did a pretty good job, man. But like, I think he went back to jail, so I lost a barber. But it was a deal, bro.
Like, why couldn't he go straight, man?
I know, man. Come on. I had high hopes for him.
At least, you know, charge $5 so you didn't have to go spill.
You should have visited him in jail.
No.
Take some clippers.
I wish, man. But when I met him when he was cutting my hair for the first time, he was out on work release. So he would check in on the weekends, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then he would like work during the week and then go back on Fridays to service time. It's kind of funny, man, but I was like, you know what, barbers need a chance too, right?
Right.
I think so, especially the good ones, bro. The good ones.
You know, I feel bad sometimes, like when there's a new person or starting off, right. Like everybody says, oh no, I'm with that person, and I feel like, damn, maybe I should like give them a chance. But then I'm like, nah, because then you'll see them do a haircut and then the guy leaves all fucked up and you could tell when they don't like it because they just like, all right. And they don't even look at the mirror and shit.
Right, because I think when you're very flexible and don't care too much, you should go to like the barber schools. They'll cut your hair.
Supercuts.
Supercuts will charge. They'll charge you though.
They won't charge you.
They cost the same amount.
Yeah.
I think
barber school's like cheap,
they charge $12
probably 10, 15 bucks.
I mean, it'll be good for you, Mick. You always wear a hat.
Yeah. Well, I can't wear it to work. I can't wear it to work, bitch. I do care what I look like.
Let me fucking say it, motherfucker.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking preemptive strike.
Son of a bitch.
Taking my joke. Turkey, rewind that.
You don't even care what you look like.
I'm out of here.
I think the last fucked up haircut I got, I was like in high school.
Bitch, didn't you say you just got a fucked up ass?
No, this is
this one doesn't count.
this looks semi okay. I went to a guy in HP. I used to go there all the time to get a haircut, and then my guy was busy, so I went to the fucking to the first guy. He's always done good haircuts from what I saw, but what I noticed when I sat down is that he looked fucking like either drunk or hungover, or he was fucking high on cocaine or some shit. Because I think about it now, and I'm like, huh, those are telltale signs of coke.
So, you sure it wasn't you?
No.
It was in front of a mirror.
I was in high school, motherfucker.
You realize that no one gives a fuck what your haircut looks like?
No,
like,
no one
cares.
Unless it's like obvious.
Yeah, unless it's really fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, but like no one really pays attention that well.
Yeah, because like Barlow's, if you look at his haircut, I mean, it's not bad, but, you know. And obviously, nobody knows that he didn't want that style.
Right, but people
might think like, "Oh, that's what he wanted." And shit.
Yeah,
right.
you just push through.
Yeah,
you just gotta. It's not bad.
Bartle's like, "I want speed hoes."
It's not bad.
Like, I got what I wanted. You know, I told her high taper. She gave me a high taper. And you know,
she said, "How high?"
You know, the back looks great though. The back looks great.
It does.
She hooked up the, you know.
You just gotta walk backwards, bro.
Now look at the side.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I have a question right here. And actually, I'm pretty sure, like, pretty much we've all kind of been through this. So even guys and girls and stuff. And it's kind of like when you go out with your significant other, your wife, your fiance, or your girlfriend, or, you know, significant other. So, you know, like, the whole scenario is you go with your friends. You know, we all go with friends, and we all have a good time. And it's getting late, and, you know, people start getting tipsy, right? Mm-hmm. And then you see some guy kind of noticing your partner, your girlfriend, your wife, or anything, and they're just glancing and stuff. Do you guys automatically like do something, say something, or do you guys kind of see if it escalates more?
How close is this guy?
Yeah,
to
how
her?
Yeah, how far?
So say they're at the bar, and you know it's a few feet away and stuff like that.
Few feet meaning 3 feet?
Nah, right. I would say like probably like 10 feet.
Oh, 10 feet. That's fine. Because it's like 10 feet, no pressure.
10
right?
feet. That's what we used to go by.
Yeah, right.
10 feet, no pressure.
Because what I'm getting at is there's certain levels, I think, that kind of escalates. So first thing is like glance. They just glance at them. You're like, okay. Usually I'm like, whatever, you know. Then there's that continuous glance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of could escalate to a stare.
Like if you go to the bathroom and they go and they talk to your girl.
Well, I think that thing right there, I think there's when you address it and stuff. Right. But my thing is, what level, like, what level do you actually, you know, take action or try to, like, step up and stuff? Is it, like, when you just glance, when you glance a lot, when you stare, or when you, like, nod?
Because this is 8 feet right here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From here to there is 8 feet.
So 10 feet. And then keep in mind that usually this kind of happens kind of towards the night when people are kind of drunk and tipsy. So you're like.
That's really close, right? And mm-hmm. your job is to protect your woman.
Exactly.
Right? So not only protect her from someone, but protect her from situations as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get up and you walk out of whatever that situation is because something's developing there.
So your thing is Well, at what point? It's as soon as it's
as soon as you feel like the situation is going to start getting out of control.
Okay,
I think at this age, that's the right answer. You get out of the situation. You're not going to go and try to escalate it by confronting the guy because
I've seen that happen.
People
where
get killed,
where
right?
Yeah,
right. Exactly. You don't know who the fuck he's with. You don't know what kind of mental capacity that the guy's in.
Yep.
You know, you don't know anything.
Okay, so you guys kind of agree with me. That's kind of like where I'm at too. Right. It's kind of like, not back then, you know, you just threw down and you know, fuck it. But now it's like you don't know if they're hiding a weapon. You don't know if they're there with other boys and stuff. With one and they could just come up from
you
behind
you.
You
don't know if they're fucking UFC fighters.
Right, exactly. Right. Nowadays,
yeah,
those people fight, man. Have you seen those?
You
dudes?
Know, 10 years ago when I was 25.
I could take
you. You can take. You can take the chance. Yeah.
I would have gone up to him and be like, "What the fuck is your problem, bro? What are you doing looking at my hyena?"
Yeah.
No, because I mean that's what some people still do. Like they look, you know, as soon as they see somebody staring at their girl.
Yeah.
They right away say, "What the fuck are you staring at?"
Right,
you know,
right.
And you know, I guess they're trying to do that because on the other side of the coin is your woman could just say, "Why didn't you protect me?" Why didn't you step up?
One of them crazy,
right?
Exactly. I mean,
that's the wrong kind of woman.
Yeah,
bro.
That's the one that'll get you fucking killed because now she expects you to go and fucking fight for her. You know,
right?
Instead of trying to get out of the situation by either. Not even paying attention.
Right.
So what do you tell your girl at that? Because obviously your girl's not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So do you tell your girl, "Hey, you know what? There's this guy looking and staring at you."
No, you don't tell her.
You just take her.
No, because then it's on her mind.
But keep in mind that you're with friends. We all hang out.
I know.
And then all of a sudden they're like, you tell your girl, "Hey, you know, we got to go." And
No, not, "Hey, we got to go.
Let's go now."
Tampoco.
What? Vámonos.
She's like, "Hold on. I'm staring at that dude."
Always cock blocking.
You're like, "Fuck."
All right, but we got to go in 5 minutes. Okay? I can't take it anymore.
So
what do you tell your significant other?
I think if you're in a group, I think
it's a little different.
Yeah, I think I would make my friend aware kind of thing. Like, hey, like,
well, you can also like flip her around. If she's the one facing him, you can get on, you know, on the other side. So she's facing you instead of facing him. There's like things you can do where you can de-escalate it a little bit,
right.
Letting them know that like, "Hey, I'm aware of what you're doing." And then that hopefully that'll kind of like allow him to just move away from that.
Yeah, when I've stared at other dudes, chicks.
Hey, cut that shit. Cut it right where I stare at other dudes and then continue.
Chicks.
change that to dicks. When I stare at other dudes, dicks.
That's what they've done. They've either kind of like you know. Switched her a little bit so that her face and her, you know, her frontal, her titties.
So now you're looking at her ass. You're like, "Oh yeah, thanks."
He said, "Thanks."
Or I'm like, oh thanks. I don't want to see her now. She ain't got no ass. But yeah, that's what guys have done. Yeah. If I see a woman that's fucking beautiful, I'm gonna look. But I do try to make it not a point where I'm like fucking being totally completely disrespectful. You know. Mm-hmm. But I've seen that shit done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done it myself with you know, people that I've dated, or whatever.
Yeah, it's inevitable. Yeah. It's gonna happen,
especially if she's attractive. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what? Yeah. So, you guys would just kind of change the scenario, like kind of.
Right. Yeah. Just try to avoid it a little bit.
Yeah. There's never gonna be any confrontation with that other individual because again, you don't like I said, you don't.
So what happened if he was to nod?
To you or
no?
To
no,
her?
No. Not at your girl.
Like,
would you say like, what's up? Yeah, trying to get her attention. Yeah.
Well, then that's when it escalated. That's when you pay. So
do you
and you leave?
Do you now say something to him, or are you still like, "We'll take"? Or you'll just be like, "You know what? Let's just go."
I think like they mentioned earlier, it's like, fuck, you don't know who you're messing with now, man.
You get out of there.
At that point, it's just like, dude, let's just fucking get the fuck out of here. Like,
is that worth it?
I mean, do you know any UFC?
I can do the neck lock thing.
You know what's funny? It reminds me of
fucking Boston Crab.
It reminds me of that TikTok one where like this guy, like he's been practicing how to like do jiu-jitsu, but on the ground.
Uh-huh.
So he goes up to the guy and he falls on the ground. He's like, come on.
He's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, he falls on the ground. Like, come on.
I know your first 10 moves. Yeah.
Dude, that's the only way he knows how to fight like, on the ground and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the only time you guys will kind of step up if he was to grab.
Right. Here comes up really close.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, bro, like, absolutely. You got to give us some fucking space. or whatever. But if it's a grab, then that's automatic.
Yeah.
I'm
immediately grabbing a bottle or a glass or some shit because you don't fucking do that shit. Especially you know that I'm with her.
Mm-hmm. You grab his dick. You like that?
I know.
You like it. You like it.
I'm going to take you to the bathroom and we can have a real long talk of what you not to do to other guys, women. You guys are gay.
What?
What?
We're not saying that. It's gay because you guys are laughing. Oh, okay. All right. So I guess we all on the same page, you know, as far as to do and stuff. Because I know some people would, you know,
hotheads,
the moment they look at some, you know, their girl, they start getting, I don't know if they need to, like, try to prove something.
Those
or
are the guys
what,
that just got out of jail, though. That's why. That's what those guys are. Out of jail or...
But there's females too that feed off of that shit, bro. They're like, oh fuck that, like,
yeah,
I ain't gonna let them look at me like
the bigger
that.
The arch, the more dangerous she is, bro.
Yo, what the fuck?
The arch is on the.
I'm like, oh, we transitioned into trannies. What the fuck?
Yeah, their penis arch.
The bigger the arch, like, damn, you be fucking hard.
Fucking Mick.
He just got it.
Hey, this is Sebastian Santina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
You know how that whole this whole AI bitch. Alright, you know how this whole AI shit is going on and shit? And you know you see these images of people and stuff like that.
Sure.
I'm guessing they're real people, right?
They're not.
Or they're generated. So you don't think somebody's gonna look like them?
Yeah,
I mean,
because
some of these people look like very like they don't look close. Like weird or anything, but you know, some of these people that AI supposedly is using, they look really like actual people.
That supposed AI actress, you know, there's an AI actress that it was all over the news like a few weeks ago.
Really, what's her name?
I don't know her name. I forgot.
Okay, wow.
I didn't pay attention too much to it, but but there was an AI actress that people are getting upset because now they're gonna try to hire her, and I think she had an Instagram account and all this shit too.
But who controls that? I mean, I'm guessing there's somebody that controls that AI, right?
Well, that same person, yes. Like, let's say if there was
somebody
a character,
who created it.
Yeah, that person will create
the creator, right?
And will control it. But I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how I feel about following or being, how do you call it? Like, just following some actor that doesn't exist or actors that doesn't exist.
You wouldn't feel comfortable with it?
What about? There's
nothing there, right? There's not a real person.
Yeah.
But what about watching
her? So you wouldn't like it if she was naked and she was hot?
Yeah, for the time being. And then what? And then she's going to be in another movie and it's going to have what?
Well, that's all actors and actresses. They're all the same. They, you know, they have the same body. Like,
yep. But what you're actually sometimes more impressed by is by their acting ability, right? Like.
But I would think that AI will have more of a believable acting than some of these people like Kardashians or Snoop Dogg or some of these people that clearly
you're naming D-list actors.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but they're acting, so you won't see them anymore because you'll have AI actors, you know, that'll take those roles and stuff. So you don't have to deal with these, you know, sometimes you look at certain actors, you're like, yeah, he didn't really do a good role.
But you won't be impressed by them, right? Because you know it's AI. And there's nothing really that they can do.
I think after a while,
do.
You kind of get used to it and stuff. So it's like, you know, you have a film that's nothing but good acting the whole movie.
So you're talking about like a whole film.
Like a whole production.
That's just
like a whole
all AI.
All AI.
So then there's not live action anymore, basically. It's all computer generated.
But I mean, it's getting to a point where it's looking like real.
I mean, well, yeah, they are.
So it's like they use real like scenarios, real places and stuff like that, you know, on the being generated, and you know,
because I'll tell you, like, when I watch maybe like videos in video games, like whatever what you want to call them, a mini movie or something,
yeah.
I'm impressed because it is computer generated and it looks realistic,
right?
But if I'm watching a movie, I don't know if I would be impressed that, like, either their acting ability or how real it looks. I'll just kind of like tune out after a little while.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like when you watch 3D movies as well, right? Like, you're impressed for the first 10, 15 minutes, and then after a while, it just is. Like, it just looks like
Is or jizz?
It just jizz. I just jizzed.
I like you jizz within 10. It only takes you 10 minutes in 3D movie.
I get used to it. It just doesn't really matter anymore.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like cartoons, right? You know they're fake and stuff, but somehow they, like Toy Story and all, they all capture your imagination. You get into it.
Yeah, you get into the story.
Look at this guy. They all capture your imagination. Oh, my God.
Research.
I have a question. All right, so, like, let's say you happen to be on Pornhub, right?
And happen to be.
Accidentally.
Right? And you come across this fucking AI-generated fucking porno.
Yeah.
And it has a strong resemblance to you guys, right? Like, it's just like...
to me.
Yeah, like, it's like, oh, my God. Like, is that me? Like... But it's very flattering. Uh-huh. But it's very flattering. You know what I mean? It's like...
Oh, I have a 10-inch penis.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's like...
Finally. Everything you wanted.
Right. Like, at that point, would you be like, hey, you need to take this shit down, or are you going to share the link?
Oh, your phones be blowing up.
I'll leave it alone and let people think of me and then tell them, no, that's not me.
Hey, look.
Come here.
Look at this.
Hold on. Let me get hard first.
Well, what if, like, let's say it does look like you, but now your partner looks like a woman you used to date?
All right, so then you start thinking, who the hell's making these movies?
Yeah, I know, right?
It looks like me, and it looks like somebody used to date.
Yeah. Like, where do they get their video from? Obviously, I mean, there's videos of us everywhere. You know, we get, you know, recorded every fucking day of our lives, so.
I mean, I just think that this shit is going to, I mean, we just started with AI right now, and it's fucking crazy. I can't imagine, you know, the future and shit, how it's going to be and stuff, so.
Talking about people that look like you, do you guys have doppelgangers?
I have a lot of them, bro.
Yeah,
yeah, I see them all the time. So, but I've never approached them.
Are you serious? Why not?
I don't know. I get
wait. Say that again. You,
like people I see that look like that you. Look like me.
Yeah,
but I don't approach them. I think it's a fear of like
knowing that's your brother.
Yeah, like it's gonna be like
or if I touch him, we'll both, you know,
disintegrate. Oh my fucking disintegrate.
Or you look at a picture of your family and you start slowly
you
erasing
start fading
yourself.
Away.
No. I thought that was a movie.
Yeah, but I've seen or people mistake me for, they're like, and they'll think I'm somebody else, and I'm just like, nah, like, you have the wrong person. They're like, I swear this person looks like you.
Damn. Wow.
So either my dad was like really busy or I don't know.
You're afraid that the other person looks cuter than you? And then you hear your girl say, damn. I know. Got the wrong brother.
That's the wrong brother. Fuck, man.
I got the leftover. I didn't mean it like that.
But you guys have never like run into anybody like
you
that?
You know, or? I think two people have sent me pictures of somebody that kind of looks like me. And I think you were one of them. Was one of them that sent me. I was like, oh, shit. And sometimes, naturally, you want to say nah, but then when you look at it, you're like, you know what? Yeah, kind of does.
Yeah. So what if they're using that person, your doppelganger, as an AI model so they can make all these porn videos, and they're using your name, though?
They're like, motherfucker, he got the big dick.
So here's the thing. If it's like regular, you know, male, female, cool. But what about if they start doing gay scenes?
Oh, no.
Gay for pay, baby.
hey, man. Hey, you know what? Fuck it. You know, if it's going viral and it's ruining my life.
Can you actually sue for that shit?
Hell yeah.
No, I don't think you can.
No.
Really?
No, I don't think so. It's like just a likeness.
It's not a defamation type deal.
Unless
they're using his name, though.
If you're using your name, like your last name, too, that's probably something different. But just your first name. There's no way you can sue, man, because there's so many Omars.
Shomar Negroni?
Yeah. Negroni. That look like you, right? Yeah. There's just so many people. I mean, there's how many people in the world? Billions, right?
Yeah.
4 billion? Is it 4 billion?
I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot
eight,
more, I think.
Eight
there's,
billion.
There's four in India and probably another three in China.
My goodness. Four. There's got to be somebody that looks like you. With your name?
An Indian?
An Indian porno? butt closet.
I'm over there making food in the streets and shit.
With your toes.
My toes. Oh, man.
Have you guys seen those Indian guys that make the cookies? Like the Christmas cookies? Man. Oh, that's disgusting, man.
Fucking Izzy B fucking put that shit up, I think. Oh, so like, disgusting. I'm never eating that shit again. Never.
But yeah, I don't think it's that brand, man.
I don't know, man.
You ain't taking no chances.
If it says India, I'm out.
Nope. No. Okay. Throwing it back in their face.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
You know what? I saw this TikTok person that went to go try that food from that guy. Remember that guy that got famous because he's like all around, you know, Mexican, he does it with his toes. Right? Huh?
The Mexican guy?
I don't know if he was Mexican or not, but probably he did look like Latino stuff. But anyway, so he ate that food and he ate because those people were staring at him. So he ate, and then he said right away he started getting hot, sweating, and everything. His stomach just started fucking up, and he went to the hospital right away.
Food poisoning.
And shit. What? Like right away, like instantly.
I believe it, dude, because I went to some little. It's not the rat place. What was the pizza place that with the rat? Uh-huh. It's not that one. Okay. It's another one that's over there by the 91. I don't know if you guys know it.
Out here?
Yeah.
Oh, out here. Oh,
yeah, somewhere out here.
Okay.
Incredible Pizza. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, John's Incredible Pizza.
Shh. What? We don't want to get sued.
That's Bartle's at 555.
No, Juan's Incredible Pizza.
Yeah. Juan's Incredible Pizza.
Not too incredible pizza.
So I went, man, and these slices were small, bro. Yeah, like, little tiny slices, right? And I was on my second one when I just started feeling like whoa.
No way.
Stop. What the fuck?
Start hitting those bubble guts.
Oh, yeah, and I was like, wait, what? And like just like sharp pains, man. And I was like, I can forget about it because I have that willpower, right? But I was like, you know what? This is not gonna be fun if I just ignore it, right? I'm like, I'll be right back. And I went, dude. I fucking evacuated, bro.
Wow.
It was nothing holding it in, man. It was all fucking water. But I was fine right after.
Pissing out of your ass.
I was.
Oh my God.
But I was fine after that. But it was instant, man. It was instant. Wow. So what the hell's in that fucking pizza, bro?
I don't know, man.
So I believe that.
I don't know.
I believe that.
No, that guy. No, because you could see him. He was sweating and stuff. Because he went with some other guy that was recording him, and you could see him sweating and stuff, like then and there, and stuff. And the guy was like, "Yeah, we got to get out of here." So, fucking Bartles and cooking with his toes and shit.
How did we go from AI porn to...
Oh, we went to Indian guys that look like us.
Doodoo kitchen.
Oh, because of the whole likeness.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Indian brothers.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas, you guys have kids, right?
What's up, man?
Really, Mick? You too? What the fuck?
Bitch. That's my bit. And then you fucked it up. Because you said it when he was like not even saying shit.
He said it again. That's my bitch.
That's my bitch.
We said it in your eulogy too. We brought up that story.
I'm sorry, Jerky. Go ahead, man.
Well, for one, and let me ask Bartles. Would you mind if we bring up that story if you pass away maybe in like 40, 50 years?
Where? At my funeral?
Yeah, at your funeral. Yeah.
He doesn't care, man. He's done.
I'm gone, bro. I'm probably burning somewhere.
Okay, we'll tell that story.
I don't give a fuck. Say whatever the fuck you want.
All right, but I do want to like ask you guys a question. And I forgot the fucking question.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. This is the question. Do you guys have kids, right?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Fuck you, Mick.
Only during tax season.
No, Mick, no. What traits do you think you would not want your daughter to have? Shit. From you, directly from you.
Fuck.
Like, it could be physical. It could be like one of those, what do you call those, like mannerisms or something like that.
I wouldn't want her to be as tall as me.
Why?
I don't know. A 6'3" woman is kind of.
No, that's awesome, bro.
Yeah, she's not going to do anything with it. Look at this motherfucker.
What? Look at me, bitch. What? No, man, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want my daughter to be 6'3", because that'd be kind of weird. You know what I mean?
She could be a volleyball player.
Yeah, but then.
But I think you think you're probably dating options.
Like, you know, I would. Okay. It's just my preference. I would want her to marry a Latino.
All right,
or be with a Latino.
But was that a detriment to your life to be 6'3"?
I hated it when I was younger.
Why are you agreeing? Why are you fucking nodding your head? Yes.
Oh, no. No.
That's a lot of hugs.
I was like, yeah. Oh, no.
How are you saying that it's a detriment?
That was the answering for me.
Yeah. No, but how has it been a detriment to you?
No, it was when I was younger. Like, I think it was hard to find clothes. It was hard to find clothes. Clothes didn't fit right. You know what I mean?
You couldn't get any hand-me-downs from your cousins.
Right. I couldn't.
All the hand-me-downs came from him.
I know.
They could cut him up.
All the hand-me-downs came down from his uncle.
I was giving them to my uncle. No, and, you know, just shit like that. Like, I think, but, like, for a female, I think a female, a good height is, like, a 5'10".
5'10 is tall,
to
bro.
I'm saying for a female to be tall, I think, like, 5'10".
Nothing taller than
5'10.
I think 5'10 for a woman is pretty tall.
It is. Yeah, it's pretty tall.
How tall is a model?
5'10". They're 5'10". Yeah, they're usually 5'10".
Good
but,
ones, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the average height for a woman is, like, 5'5". Is that what it is?
About 5'5".
About 5'5".
5'4", 5'5",
yeah.
So 5'8 is pushing, and I think if they're 5'8", they should be fine.
Yeah.
And if they get your height, they shouldn't grow to 6'3". That's just...
Yeah,
that
would be...
That's near impossible.
That would be weird, bro. I wouldn't care for that. No, they wouldn't care for it. Mm. Yeah, so that would be my thing.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe because when you see a tall person, your expectations of them, like being athletic, mm-hmm. being all like, you know, kind of like all these things and stuff. And if they can't, you know, live up for it, they're like, what a waste of height.
Yeah, it sucks. Wow. It sucks. No, yeah. See, Barlow's pointing at me. No, and that's, but that's the real thing.
That's
and,
true.
And it's even that, or like when you wear like if I wear like a Dodger hat or shit like that, and they're like, hey, are the Dodgers playing today?
Hi. You're like, I don't know, you know.
Hey, man, I know they played last week. You know, and it becomes like a weird conversation. But it's the same thing with
height.
Like,
are they playing the Clippers?
You know what? You know what? This can't be any truer than when we used to have our fraternity tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we were like, oh, we got Mick. He's taller.
Hell no, man. I was so out of shape.
Couldn't even block.
You know, at some point we were like, you know what? Just stand under the basket. Yeah. Put your hands up.
Yeah, we're like, don't even run down court. Just play defense.
And guess what?
3 seconds. Three seconds in the key.
Like, oh, you got to get out of the circle.
Yeah, I got to get out the key, man.
Yeah.
That was it. That was over for Mick.
I was like, but you guys said not to move. I was like, make up your fucking mind. I'm out of here. You know what? And then we had that other tall fool fucking.
Big Ran.
Big Ran. And then we would take fucking breaks and shit. This one would be dying on the court. He would go take a fucking smoke break.
Bro.
He'll be smoking during halftime and shit.
I'm like, come on, man.
Shit. We're like, we're explaining our next play. We're like, where the fuck is
Big Ram?
Big Ram. And so he's outside smoking and shit. We're like, bring his ass in here, man.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute, brother.
Fuck. Oh, shit, man.
What about you, Barlos?
For me?
What is something you won't want your daughter?
He said, my good looks. It's just the curse.
There can't be two of us.
I'm going to have to exterminate her.
Have to keep doors locked in our house and shit. No, but yeah, probably my drug habit.
That's a good one.
That's a good answer. Let's see if it's on the board.
Number one.
Wait. You don't have a drug habit.
Well, I mean, my.
You don't have an addiction. You're not an addictive person. You're not an alcoholic.
That's true.
His recreational activity.
Recreational.
Okay. All right. So, okay. I don't want her to have my recreational use of drugs.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's people that can handle it and it won't be an issue in your life or whatever. Mm. But there's other people that, you know, it's addictive. You know, they'll become addicted to it and they won't, and their life fucking unravels.
Well, so, maybe you want to pass on that you are not addictive, an addictive personality person.
Yeah, but the question is,
well, that's what you would want them to, you would want to pass on, right? Like that you're not have addictive personality.
But the question is, what don't you want to pass on?
Like what trait you don't want to
so have. That's not, that doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
No, you got to pick something else.
My athletic ability.
Do you have an athletic ability?
No.
I was like, wait a minute.
You're non-athletic ability.
What is it? I don't know, bro. I don't, I don't think there's anything wrong with me.
You're like graying early on.
Bitch. Well, yeah, at 37.
He's not like,
oh, you're right. Like, oh, you're about to make me say something that wasn't true.
I have some friends that started graying at 20 years old, 22 yeah. years old.
Oh, yeah.
One of my cousins.
Yeah, and that's it looks crazy, yeah, right?
And Danny boy.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
And we're talking
oh,
about yeah. like completely gray yeah. by the time they were 30.
Right.
So. Or going bald. At yeah.
In high school, I saw guys that had like receding hairlines like dang. That
in
already.
High school. Wow.
Yeah.
You know that trait comes from the mom, right?
Yeah. What, the receding hairline?
No. Yeah. Like, so if your mom's family had like the balding in their family, it comes from them.
But
not
it,
your
it,
dad.
It was their pussies that was balding.
Yeah, receding hairline.
Fucking bald. What the fuck?
Yo, I hope she doesn't get your she doesn't have your humor, your dark humor.
You know hey, what? That would be great if she got the humor.
Humor comes from the dad or the mom. What would you think?
The dad.
The dad.
It has to be.
You
the
think
dad.
The dad
yeah. has to be the dad?
I think it comes from the mom.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's what I've heard.
Well, not in my family. My
not well, not with our not with not
you know what?
Not
yeah,
my dad's side is the one that's like
so
hilarious.
You think it's the dad? It's probably the dad. I think I've heard that it came from the mom's side.
Oh no, my mom's not a fucking funny woman.
She always make me cry.
She don't take shit fucking. You know, nothing into her is hilarious.
Have you ever made your mom laugh?
Once.
Wow.
When he left, I'm moving out.
Ahí nos vemos en dos días, cabrón. Hijo de la chingada.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So that's what you would do?
What?
Your humor?
Your
gray hair. Sorry, you wouldn't want your
thinning hair. Your thin hair.
Damn, bitch.
Your fat face. Your jorts. Your fashion sense.
He said, I'm fucking out of here.
Your fashion sense.
Fuck.
So what would you want to pass on? What trait do you think that is like, they must have this?
Empathy for people. Even though I don't show it.
Wait.
But I do have empathy for people.
You don't have empathy for people.
Tell us a story. Tell us a story.
I love all you motherfuckers.
Tell us a time where you
were empathetic.
Yes. And that somebody benefited from it, though.
Oh.
Oh, benefited.
Oh. You added another. You had a little nuance.
Another requirement.
You bastard.
No, but I think that's a good one, man. I think just kind of being helpful and being kind and just, you know what I mean?
You think you can pass on that good trait?
Yeah.
I think it can be taught.
I think you can be taught for sure. But
it's
like,
not even taught. It's just shown. You know, you show them how you are with people, mm-hmm. what you do for people.
Right.
You know, like I'll give money to like a homeless person.
Yeah.
But then immediately I'll talk shit like fucking bum.
Fucking bum.
But then you know I'll tell her like you know babe you know yeah you know some people you know as you know some people don't have as much as we do and, like I remind her every not right. so often.
But weren't you the one that when you went to TJ you gave chain? No, that was
Danny boy.
Yeah, Danny boy. He got a little bastard.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. To the kid.
Yeah, yeah. Give them changes to like here you go little bastards.
Nah, that's not me. I actually take change and I give it to people when I go to Mexico for sure.
Yeah.
What I'll do, I just remind my daughter like, hey, you know, cause I'll tell her like, you know, we live in a city that, you know, people in the city have money, but there's still other people that don't have money. Mm-hmm. And I remind her, you know, she has what other people don't have. I tell her, you know, you're a privileged kid. Mm-hmm. You know, you have everything you want. You can have whatever the hell you want. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, I'll get it to you, you know, within reason. But I also remind her, you know, there's other kids. You know that you're friends with kids that come from families that don't have any money. They don't have anything. And I'm like, I remind her, you know, that's where I
how
lived.
We grew
that's
up.
That's how I grew up. You know, the things that you do. Like, I took her to an anime convention this past Saturday at City of Industry. And I never got to go to any of that shit because we didn't have any money. And if we got to go, I couldn't go and buy shit. She spent $150 in, you know, that one day. She went 2 days. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I'm like, you know, I told her, you know, she was like, Dad, did you ever come to these? He was like, no, I couldn't. I didn't.
Imagine your mom at an anime convention.
She's like,
pinche barlos.
Pinche fotos.
He probably took them just outside the stadium. Uh-huh. Like, hey, wait, ¿quieres ir adentro?
Esos fotolones. Because they were like, you know, they're, you know, those different fucking people there.
It's a pinche marica.
I know. Pinche
marica. Yeah, because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right?
Yeah.
I saw some documentary where I think there was a mom that gave up her daughter.
Uh-huh.
At, like, as a baby, like 1-year-old or even younger or whatever.
Yeah.
And the little girl was raised by this teacher that was very proper and, you know, had like this, I don't know, she was just very, very proper. Mm-hmm. And these people were white. The mom was white. The kid was white, completely white. But when you interviewed the mom and they interviewed the daughter, like the way they talked the
same mannerisms.
Ghetto ass trailer park fucking way,
what
bro.
The fuck?
They never met.
Are you serious?
Until like afterwards, until she tried to find her mom. And the teacher lady, the one that adopted this uh-huh. little girl, was very proper. She spoke proper English. And it's like, dude, that's the same fucking person.
Well, because she has the same fucking chromosome built and shit.
I
you know?
Know.
The fucking trailer trash.
Chromosome?
But, you know, it's just funny how things work out that way when you probably see your daughter in you, right? Or you see yourself in your daughter where she does something. You're like, man, recognize
that's
that.
That's the shit I do.
That's the shit I do.
The shit I used to do.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny how that works out, right? So... that's the only reason I asked.
Yeah. No, and I think like what Barlow said, it's important to teach them and have those conversations mm-hmm. with them because it's like that. We try to provide the things that we didn't have, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and be like, you know, you need it, you want it, fuck it, here. But you also need to have those conversations where it's like, you know, not everybody has that, you know. We're not the richest, but we're not the poorest, you know what I mean? Right. But you always have to be kind, you know, be kind and helpful and what all that shit. But yeah, so those are definitely things that I would like my daughter to have.
I have a question. Yeah. You know, this podcast, we've done it for like years and stuff. And we've always said things like funny stories, crazy stories, sex, whatever, and everything. What do you guys will prevent your daughters from hearing this podcast?
I wouldn't want my daughter to listen to the podcast if she's older than 21, probably.
Yeah. When she's 21, she can.
But you'll
to
be
it.
Okay eventually.
Not really.
I don't think we've said.
Well, I mean, no.
Were,
I mean, we've have said
disturbing.
We've had some extreme shit.
I mean, we had a rape kid. I mean, we had like all this penis and all this like you know
I said
all
some
this
pretty gnarly
thing.
Shit.
That's a joke though. That's a joke.
But the thing is,
hey, baby, if you're listening to this, they were all jokes.
You know, but I would prep. I think I would prep her and be like, you know what?
It's a character.
Uh-huh. Like it's a character. They, you know, it's just we're.
But by
just,
then, your daughter's gonna be like, "No, Dad, you're."
That's who you are.
No, you're a fucking racist. <He's> like, fuck.
Oh man, but I don't know. Like, I ideally wouldn't care for them to listen to it. Like, but if they did, I would prep them. I'd be like, look, like. Talk about some off color, but it'll make you laugh.
Because the thing is that we, like Barlow's is different when he hangs out with us than when he hangs out with his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
we've seen
100%.
That.
100%.
Like, it's like night and day and shit. So you know, usually when you're on the podcast, you're usually like when we hang out and stuff like that. So so I'm guessing with you probably won't want her to really listen to
later
all
on,
the episodes.
Later on, she can. I mean, she sees.
Well, some she knows we do this and stuff, but
yeah, she does, and she sees some of my craziness sometimes when I'm hanging out with you know, she's there, she's hanging out with us, or we had a party, or I'm hanging out with like the other group with like her uncle and them. You know, she sees us when we're drinking and being stupid or whatever, but she doesn't hear like
some of the details,
some of the subjects that we talk about. You know, all of you know, like you know, with you know, having sex with with women and you know
your
and,
sister. Like, or what was it? The cousin?
Oh, yeah. What
are those stupid questions that we had?
Oh, or, stupid also questions.
You know, if I can suck my own dick, I'm right. You know, like, you know, like shit like
those
that.
Like, dad.
Yeah, you know, eventually they'll probably do some AI virtual penis for you guys to suck.
And for you.
No, not me.
You're like, there goes Shomar. We finally got him to do it.
Imagine when she goes up to you. So Shomar, did you?
Eventually.
Would you?
Why didn't you suck your own dick?
I bet you in the future everybody sucks their own dick.
They have to.
Yeah, they're gonna make portals where you can portal it, you know, right. Underneath right into your mouth.
Your backside portals into your front.
I hope to live to be able to experience
to do that.
You're like,
you'll suck your own ass.
You know what?
No. That's ugly down there, bro.
Yo, Bartle would be late to every event and shit. Where's fucking Bartle? At the portal still.
I think he bought one of those portals.
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo,
and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
All right, fellas, now it's time to go. Time to go, man.
No.
What?
No.
What?
No. We just got here.
I'll be back next week.
We just got here.
I promise. 100%.
Man, I don't trust anyone.
Okay, what's happening? What is it? Let me check my calendar right now.
I think I'm going to be gone next week.
Ah, see?
No, I was supposed to be gone this week.
Oh, shit.
And I'm glad we didn't go.
You were flying out?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to turn yourself in.
No.
like fucking Bartles and shit.
No, yeah, we were supposed to be gone this week, but it turned out that we couldn't go because somebody created an event for some reason.
You still, when does your thing expire?
I just renewed it.
You just renewed it.
It was July.
What airline is it?
Volatis.
And it's still like $500?
$400, bro.
If
they charge you in Mexican.
I fucked up because I'm going to Guadalajara for my birthday. I should have bought the fucking the pass.
Because you know you can go to Salvador as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can go all over Salvador. Damn. Well, not all over because there's only one. There's Salvador only one. Is like 10 square feet, right?
You'll pass the runway if you keep going.
the plane doesn't even land. You've got to turn it down.
It's a go.
No, mi pollo campero. Fuck you guys. Shit. Yeah. Anyway, get the fuck out of here. We'll come back next week. We have to, because the week after that is Thanksgiving, and we're obviously not going to be here. And the week after that is Christmas, so we're not going to be here.
All right. So it's a date.
We have to be here next week.
All right, cool.
So Monday works or no?
Monday works for me.
Tuesday works better?
Monday or Tuesday?
Okay. Monday works better, but let's whatever works.
You guys want to knock it out on
Monday? Yeah, check my calendar. That we can be like...
It's raining next week, right?
This week.
It's supposed to be raining this weekend.
All the way to Tuesday.
All right, man. All right, let's knock it out on Monday. Fuck it.
Monday?
Let's knock it out. All right.
Monday, let's do it.
We're knocking it out on Monday.
Or Tuesday.
Or Tuesday.
or we'll see you all next. We'll see you all in 2026. Fuck, man. Anyway, you know what? It's a good time. I've needed this like little kind of. What do you call it?
Respite.
A little laugh and fucking respite, yeah, from life and shit. So
you know, you showed up a little angry, a little upset.
Did I?
I felt it.
I felt it too.
He came in hot.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Because I was doing something and it wasn't working, so it pissed me off.
He's like, fuck, it's not working.
His portal wasn't working.
It malfunctioned.
Timo said it was going to work.
It was somebody else's dick. after 10 minutes, he's like, wait, my dick?
this dick is black. so gay, man.
That wasn't me. That was not me.
So gay.
Oh, man. I can't wait for that shit to happen to you, bitch.
Wait.
Like cross portals and shit. Oh, yeah, I used to cross calls and stuff. They used to...
Imagine we do a podcast in about 20 years. Guys, it happened.
Said nailed it. He said we've nailed two things on this fucking podcast.
There was a miscross.
He said we we nailed Bitcoin and we nailed fucking cross portals.
I sucked another guy's and I liked it.
It's like, bitch, why didn't you stop?
I was already there, so fuck it, man.
Would that still be called 69 if you did that?
No,
because he wouldn't be sucking your dick.
Oh no, but someone has to be sucking my dick.
Somebody's sucking your dick.
Yeah,
and he's
that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I didn't even think about it.
Portal 69.
Oh yeah,
portal hole.
What about the girl sucking my dick?
There you go.
I like. But I'm also sucking.
But you're sucking her dick.
¿Cuál es el 72?
El 72. Oh, that's another joke.
All right, it's turning too gay now.
I know.
Let's go ahead and end this shit.
The beer's hitting. All right, fellas. Zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, definitely good show and stuff like that. I kind of enjoyed it. You know, it's the first time in, like, everybody's, you know, back again and stuff like that. So, I think we missed this. You know, just everybody being here and stuff at the same time. But, you know, it's always sucks when somebody's not here and stuff like that. So, but anyways, you know what? We didn't talk about the Dodgers. Did you guys talk about it last time?
We did not.
So the Dodgers are playing the Phillies.
Yeah. Fucking big.
Yeah, at least he kept it in baseball.
Yeah.
No, it's because also was giving the shit because Jericho dropped the episode. He's like, that episode must be super old because you guys were talking about the Dodgers playing the Phillies.
We're trying to bank an episode, but we had a reference.
You banked it too long.
You banked it way too long.
Oh, shit.
He said Mike Piazza came up and hit a home run. How old is this shit?
And then I play the role
of yeah, but definitely good show, man. And I look forward to next time.
We'll talk about the Dodgers next week.
Yeah, we have to. So, for sure. You know, good job, Dodgers. This is what, you know, we're all rooting for. So, you know, let's do it again next year. Three-peat, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, man, good fucking show, man. I don't think we'll be back next week. So happy birthday to Jericho that passed. And happy birthday to Barlow's. That'll be in a month from now.
Fucking now, Shomar still has the K-Rock.
I found
world
it.
World famous K-Rock fucking.
That's old logo. That's iconic.
Yeah, that's an old logo. I used to put my Mustang key on this one.
No shit.
Hell yeah. But anyway, man, I'm kidding. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. We'll be back next week, and we'll see you guys with another funny show. All right, and with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
And this week, I want to kind of review a movie that I did see. It was a little different than the movies that I actually watched, but it was called Tully. Have you guys ever heard of that movie?
Tully.
No way.
It was a 2018 movie with Charlize Theron, and she gained like 50 pounds for that movie. And she
isn't that monster?
Monster, right?
I that's a different one.
Oh.
But she gained another 50 pounds for this one. So God damn, like, man, she's been able to put it on, put it off, you know, take it off. I mean, but this movie was a little interesting, a little different from the movies that I watch. I think you guys will like it if you're into mental health.
I'm out.
Come on. No, it's about a woman that has three kids that is struggling with, you know, her life. It's a little chaotic. She has a child that's a little bit autistic, a little bit. And it just kind of spirals out of control. And a lot of people will identify with it, especially women that have kids. And you guys will like it. You guys will like it, yeah, too.
Because I'll check it out.
Yeah,
I'll check it out, man.
Check it out, Barlow.
You know, it probably hits too close to home and shit with him.
It might.
It sounds like my mama. was she dating a black man too?
But that's what I watched, and I watched a few other movies that I can't remember right now because I've been drinking. But other than that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars and have to protect your life.
To me, there are three things we all should do every day. You do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.